Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Have you ever sat with someone and when you left you felt lighter, your thoughts clearer, your heart calmer, almost as if something good stayed with you? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, described this feeling beautifully. He said, "The example of a good companion is like that of a perfume seller. Even if he doesn't give you any perfume, you still carry some of his fragrance with you." Think about that for a moment. You walk past a perfume shop, you don't go inside, you don't buy anything, you don't even stop. And yet, a few steps later, you notice it. The scent is on your clothes. That's what a good companion is like. They don't have to preach. They don't need to correct you. They don't constantly tell you what to do. Their presence alone is enough. The way they speak, the way they listen, the way they respond to pressure, to people, to problems. Without realizing it, you begin to change. Because whether we admit it or not, we are shaped by the people we spend time with. Our hearts absorb the atmosphere of our gatherings. Our character slowly takes on the scent of our company. And notice, the Prophet didn't compare a good companion to a teacher or a speaker, but to a perfume seller. Perfume doesn't shout, it doesn't argue, it doesn't force itself on anyone. It simply spreads. So here is an honest question worth asking. Who are the perfume sellers in your life? And just as importantly, who are the people you leave feeling drained, heavier, or distant from your values? Sometimes the danger isn't obvious evil. Sometimes it's company that adds nothing, that doesn't elevate you, that doesn't remind you through words or silence of what truly matters. On the other hand, a good companion can change the direction of your life without even realizing it. One moment of integrity, one calm reaction during a hard time, one quiet example, and suddenly you're better because you were near them. But this teaching goes even deeper. It's not only about choosing the right people, it's also about becoming one. Ask yourself, when people sit with me, do they feel at ease? Do they leave feeling encouraged? If I don't give advice, do I give kindness? If I don't speak, do my actions speak for me? In a world full of noise, negativity, and pressure, be the fragrance, be the good companion. Because one day, without even knowing it, you might be the reason someone walks away a little more peaceful, a little more hopeful, and a little closer to what is good. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.